Hello, I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales with loads and loads of great CDs stuck in front of me. And today just happens to be my birthday. It's Friday, the 23rd of October. The show goes out this coming Sunday on the 25th. And seeing as it's my birthday, all the choices made today are because I want them. Don't matter what you want, because it's my birthday. 76. Where did all that go? What happened to that small child with his chin stuck on the windowsill of the sweet shop, looking through the glass, wondering how many jelly babies and aniseed balls his tanner spends would buy him? Funny thing, time, isn't it? That track you just heard, which I will play you, of course, the full version of later, is called Old French. Goes on to be The Wise Maiden Swinging on a Gate, Butch Baldessari, Robin Bullock and John Reshman from the cracking album 430 Travellers. So that's my first choice for my birthday. The second choice is from the new Rob Johnson and the Irregulars album, which is called Pandemic Songs. Songs that I think he wrote and recorded during this wonderful period, which will be known in history in hundreds of years to come as the Great Lockdown. This, I just hope that Donald Trump hasn't died by the time Sunday comes and this show goes out, because he's the subject of the song, which is called Disinfectant.
God bless America. He was born a humble billionaire, sent to so inspire us to share the word of God with the stars of porn, and to kick the ass of coronavirus. Don't be a jerk, don't be a chump. You wanna be that winning game show contestant? Just heed the words of Donald Trump. Inject yourself with disinfectant. God bless this land of liberty. God bless the Klan. Viva Las Vegas. We won both world wars, 1, 2, and 3. We don't bow the knee to no commie virus. Don't be a jerk, don't be a chump. You wanna be that winning game show contestant? Heed the word of Donald Trump. Inject yourself with disinfectant. It clears the lungs, it clears the head, kills 99.9% germs dead. We don't need no WHO, 'cause when the rapture comes, hallelujah, I'll be good to go. I'm gonna take my Glock and my stars and stripes and my freedom fries to see sweet baby Jesus wear the green berets, smoking cigarettes. Is God's own cure for the Chinese virus? If you want a seat at God's right hand, disinfectant wipes that seat clean for us. But don't you tweet bad tweets about my Uncle Sam. We got the great white duck, you got the great Saint Boris. Don't be a jerk, don't don't be a chump. You wanna be that winning game show contestant. Just heed the words of Donald Trump. Inject yourself with disinfectant. It's God's own laxative disinfectant. May cause dizziness, nausea, blindness, vomiting, diarrhea, hair loss, insanity, internal organ failure. But hey, you sure won't die of COVID-19. Coming soon to a hospital near you. Disinfectant.
Rob Johnson and the Irregulars from their new album Pandemic Songs, with a song dedicated to Donald Trump, the Trumpster, Disinfectant. Now, a cappella band, the Teacups, have been, well, what can I say, favourites of mine ever since I heard their very first album. Alex Cumming, Kate Loxley, Rosie Calvert and Will Finn, I think, make a fantastic sound. I was mightily impressed with them when I first heard them, and I'm even mightier impressed, that's wrong, isn't it? Mightily impressed with their new CD. I don't know whether it's better recording techniques or whether their voices have just changed slightly over a couple of years since they left university, because they're all a little older. They must be all of 23 and 4 now. Anyway, their new album called In Which... is a sheer delight. And from it, this is, as I believe, a West Indian sea shanty called Shiny O, and it's great.
Captain, Captain, you are a dandy. Way, Shiny O. Captain, Captain, you love your brandy. Way, Shiny O. Won't you ferry me over to Dover?
Way, Shiny O.
Won't you ferry me over to Dover?
Way, Shiny O.
Queenstown to Dover's 100 miles or over.
Way, Shiny O.
Queenstown to Dover's 100 miles or over.
Way, Shiny O.
Captain, Captain, how deep is the water?
Way, Shiny O.
Measures 1 inch 6 feet and a quarter.
Way, Shiny O.
Captain, Captain, I love your daughter.
Way, Shiny O.
Captain, Captain, I love your daughter.
Way, Shiny O.
Shiny O is the captain's daughter.
Way, Shiny O.
For her I'm sailing across the water.
Way, Shiny O.
Rivers, rivers, rivers are a-rolling.
Way, Shiny O.
Rivers are a-rolling and I can't get over.
Way, Shiny O.
Captain, Captain, you are a dandy.
Way, Shiny O.
Captain, Captain, you love your brandy.
Way, Shiny O.
Well, yes, absolute sheer perfection. I love that. Shiny O from the Teacups' new album, In Which... is called. I'll play another track from that later on in my birthday show, which is a show full of bits and bobs, new stuff, old stuff, and I'm going to be playing a couple of sets of what I call two songs to the same tune, which I'll explain it in a bit. One of my birthday treats to myself is, well, I've loved the nitty-gritty Dirt Band's versions of traditional American songs for many, many years, and I bought the entire collection of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Hang the expense. I can always leave them to my grandchildren, who probably turn them into plant pots or somewhat like that. I don't know. Anyway, I love the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band version of this next song from the album Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Disc 1. This is a very strange gospel song called Wreck on the Highway, about a car crash in which it seems nobody was praying when it crashed. Terrible.
You say it was, brother. Who was it fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. When I heard on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. There was whiskey and blood all together, mixed with glass where they lay. Death lay there, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I wish I could change the sad story that I am now telling you, but there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the Master. They died in a crash on the way, and I heard groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
Fabulous. Wreck on the Highway, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from the album Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Disc 1. I'm not going to go into a great introduction into this next song because I'm hoping that I'll be able to interview Martin Simpson, who's responsible for the next track, sometime in the next couple of weeks and get it out, maybe for the show at the end of November. Who knows? Martin's been locked down like the rest of us, and lockdown in his case has had a couple of positives because he's recorded a new album called Home Recordings. It is absolutely amazing. Just listen to his version of the Bob Dylan classic, The Times They Are A-Changing.
Gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are a-changing. Your writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, and the times they are a-changing. Come, you senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Come, your mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
He's playing 10 million guitars there, or maybe just one, with 50 fingers. Who knows? Martin Simpson with The Times They Are Changing from his new album Home Recordings. And like I say, fingers crossed, I'm hoping that me and Martin can meet up somewhere. Probably not Manchester anymore, because that's severely locked down at the moment, but somewhere on the road, and have a chat about his new album and play three or four tracks from it. Because like I said, it is absolutely amazing. I love it. Now, two songs to the same tune. I'm going to read this bit because I got it off Wikipedia and I won't pretend that I wrote it. Here we go. It was January the 22nd, 1882. Maybe I should have a different voice. It was January the 22nd, 1882. The theatre in Worcester, England, was so packed that even William Booth had trouble getting in. William Booth, of course, was the leader of the Salvation Army, the man who invented it. The overflow crowd refused admission, broke down the door to gain entry. The music was lively and contemporary. After one song, Booth turned to his hosts and asked, "What tune was that?" "That's Champagne Charlie is me name," somebody said. "That settled it," William Booth said. And he turned to his son Bramwell and said, "Why should the devil have all the best tunes?" So, one of the things he did was take the traditional tune to the beautiful song The Blacksmith and use it for the hymn To Be a Pilgrim, or He Who Would Valiant Be. Vaughan Williams, as many of you will know, also took the tune and arranged it and called it Monk's Gate. And believe it or not, it is the marching tune now of the SAS. So, I'm going to play you Monk's Gate, played by Brian McNeil, the great Scots musician, on his album Monk's Gate, and that's going to be followed by a beautiful version of The Blacksmith from the Irish band Deanta. But first of all, Brian McNeil with Monk's Gate.
Blacksmith courted me 9 months or better. He bravely won my heart, wrote me a letter with his hammer in his hand. He looked quite clever, and if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone? cheeks like roses. And this good black billy cock all crying with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news has come to town. Strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love he's married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward them well for the slighting of me.
The girl on lead vocals is Mary Dillon, Cara's sister, Cara Dillon's sister. She also made a solo album a few years back, which was absolutely amazing. She's got one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. That was Dianta from the album Whisper of a Secret with their version of The Blacksmith. And before that, you heard Brian McNeil, the great Scots multi-instrumentalist, fiddle, bouzouki, mandolin, guitar, whatever, with a tune called Monk's Gate, which of course is the tune to The Blacksmith. There'll be more two songs to the same tune as we progress through the podcast. On the last show, I played you a track from a new album called Long Time Passing. The Kronos Quartet and Friends celebrate the songs of Pete Seeger, songs that Pete wrote or collected, whichever. I think it's one of the most wonderful albums of recent years. And I'm going to play you another track from it now. The Kronos Quartet, many of you will know. In fact, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on the show. And you can find out much more than me gibbering on and on here into a microphone. Anyway, the Kronos Quartet, great, great quartet, string quartet, have teamed up on various projects. And this one is completely and absolutely wonderful, like I said. And this is another track from it. This one is Whim Away, as I know it. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. First, I think, made popular by Pete Seeger's own arrangement of the song. And then, of course, it came over to the UK. And various people recorded cover versions of it. But none of them are like this.
Way up,
From the album Long Time Passing, the Kronos Quartet and Friends Celebrate Pete Seeger, that was Wimoway. Just listen to this, the sleeve notes. The story of this song is another reminder that our world is woven with many a tenuous thread. It was a time of open borders within the folk community. In the late 1940s, folklorist Alan Lomax handed his friend Pete Seeger a pile of records from Africa that would otherwise have fallen by the wayside. One song in particular, composed and performed by South African singer-songwriter Solomon Linda and the Evening Birds, struck a chord. Pete Seeger heard Linda's Mbobe as Wimoway, leading to the Weavers' hit of the same name. I'd forgotten, of course, that the very first recording of that in the Western world was by the Weavers. A decade and several covers later, the Tokens released The Lion Sleeps Tonight, the version with added lyrics that eventually catapulted the song into the cultural behemoth it is today. Isn't that a lovely story? Wheels within wheels, little spiders' webs, links everywhere you look. Which brings me to the second set of two songs to the same tune. A song that's always fascinated me is When I First Came to Caledonia. Martin Simpson did a beautiful version of it a few years back. It's the only song that I know that mentions tea, going for a bag of tea and having a cup of tea. The song isn't about Scotland, Caledonia being the old name for the country, but a place on Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia. It's a coal mine in Glace Bay. And number three, which is mentioned in the song, is one of the pits. Anyway, the tune for it, I think, comes from another beautiful Scots ballad that must have gone over with the immigrants to Nova Scotia, The Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Orr, which is one of the great songs of all time. So in a few moments you're going to hear that sung by the Tweed Project from their album of the same name. But first of all, here's the wonderful Jim Malcolm from his album The Corncrake with his version of When First I Came to Caledonia.
When first I came to Caledonia, and I got loading at number three. I took up lodgings with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, she made good tea. And there was me and my brother Charlie, two bigger shades you ne'er did see. I'd spike meals in the month of April for the starving slaves out on Scattery. Thank you. to buy some brachen, a kick of soap and a pound of tea. But Norman said that I could not have them till fish could plenty on Scatteree. So I went down to the big harbour. I only went for to see the spray. I spied a lass from Bolladry over. She looked to me like the Queen of May. Snowy white. If I had ink of the rosy morning, a true love letter to her I'd write. I put my foot on the deepest ocean, as far from land as a man could be, sailing the darkest water. A woman's love would never bother me. Set my head to a cask of brandy, and it's a dandy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking how I could gain that young lady fair. When first I came to Caledonia, and I got loaded at number 3. I took up lodgings with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, she made good tea.
for my heart I bleed. And this day and morning for the preacher lassie on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, he been faithful and fought on me while you fought along. For hearts will surely be rewarded. You'll bleach near here on Kelvin Hall. It's me this couple the God made, and she a nail here's the treatment all. I'm a sailor laddies, they all come drinking with a preacher lassie on Kelvin
Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Orr from the Tweed Project's eponymous album, and before that you heard Jim Malcolm from his album The Corn Crake singing When First I Came to Caledonia. Two songs with the same tune. Now, Murray Fielding is a Scots fiddler, teacher, composer, and also a very fine painter with a rake of superb albums under her belt. She's got a lovely touch to her playing, I think, and there's also something deep and really immersive that I've discovered in her work, listening to her albums. Like all great artists, she lives and breathes her music. There's something very special that goes beyond, I think, in her playing. Well, her latest album, The Spectrum Project, has got 10 of her own compositions, including the one I'm going to play for you now, which is a sort of part homage to her Irish roots, and also a nod towards Manchester, where she was working on a project that involved musicians from both Mayo and Manchester. But obviously we've got COVID and all kinds of things happening now, so it hasn't come to fruition, but the tune has. I'm going to play you the tune called From Mayo to Manchester. Murray Fielding on five string fiddle, Hardanger fiddle, Donna Hennessy on guitar, Luke D. McNally also on guitar, and Tom Orr playing harmonium and piano on the album. I think this is a beautiful track, but let's see what you think. Mayo to Manchester, Murray Fielding. Thank you. Mary Fielding from the album The Spectrum Project with her own tune From Mayo to Manchester. Now, as many of you will know, in the folk canon or tradition, there are quite a few tunes or songs that mention Napoleon Bonaparte. He was a bit of a folk hero because people at first saw him as a freedom-loving revolutionary who was going to overthrow the status quo. But of course, he crowned himself emperor in the end and ended up stuck on a rock in the South Atlantic for his troubles. And serve him bloody well right, says I. But still, for a while, Napoleon Bonaparte, or Boney, was, like I said, a bit of a folk hero. So you've got songs like The Bonnie Bunch of Roses, The Isle of St. Helena, and tunes like Napoleon Crossing the Alps or Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. Well, the latter tune became a very popular dance tune, and it also is the tune to a comic song about an Irishman who's working on the Hot Asphalt Gangs in Glasgow, who takes an objection to a policeman sitting down at his coke brazier and hogging the heat and light. And it's got quite a bizarre ending. And I sang this song the other day in a bit of a socially distanced session we had in somebody's garden. And some people got a bit upset about the policeman in the song being boiled in tar. Until I pointed out that it was only a song and it hadn't really happened in real life as we know it. So, first of all, the tune Napoleon Crossing the Rhine from Miholo Sullivan's album Cry of the Mountain, and that's followed by Bob Davenport and the Rakes with Hot Asphalt from the album 3 Score and 10. But first of all, here's the tune to the song.
And I hope I find you well. If you gather all around me, then the story I will tell. I've got a situation, I a fine upstanding job. I can swear that I've a weekly wage of 19 bob. For it's 12 come October since I left me native home, after helping in Killarney for to bring the harvest down. And now I've got me fustians on around me waist a belt. I'm the gaffer of the gang that makes the hot asphalt. The
other night a copper came and he says to me, Maguire, do you mind if I just light me pipe down at your boiler fire? He plumped himself right down in front with hobnails up to late. Here says I, me decent man, you'd better go and mind your beats. He turned around at me and yelled, I'm up to all your pranks, and I know you're for a traitor in the Tipperary ranks. Lads, I hit him from the shoulder and I gave him such a wedge that I knocked him in the boiler full of pot asphalt. We quickly got him out and then we put him in the tub, and with soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. But the devil a thing at all, the man that turned his heart to stone, and with every other rub you could hear that copper groan. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, that he's looking like old Nick, and blow me if I'm not inclined to clean him with me pick. Says I, it would be easier now to boil him till he melts, and to stir him nice and easy in the hot hash pot. With the rubbing and the scrubbing, the copper caught his deathly cold, and for idealistic purposes his body has been sold. Now he's in the Calvin Grove Museum, hanging in his pelt, as a warning from the lads who stir the hot hash pot. Hear me talk about your soldier boys, your sailors and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, but we'll please the ladies best. Sure, the only ones who know the way the flinty hearts to melt are the lands around the boiler stirring hot hash pot.
Bob Davenport and the Rakes from the album 3 Score and 10, A Voice to the People, another product of that wonderful Topic label, one of the great little labels of the world. And before that, you heard Napoleon Crossing the Rhine, Mihalo Sullivan from his album Cry of the Mountain. Do check out those two individuals, Bob Davenport and Mihalo Sullivan. Go and have a look at the website and find links through and dig deep, because there's a lot of really interesting stuff down there in the depths. Now, Pateley Bridge is a little place in Yorkshire that some of you may know from the Tour de France, when Yorkshire became part of France for a day. Do you remember that? Those were the days, eh? Well, there was a concert at Pateley Bridge in October 1982, the 16th to be exact, a benefit concert in aid of Keith Johns, guitar maker, very well-known guitar maker and luthier. Alan Taylor and Ralph McTell appeared at the concert, and an old mate of mine, Dave Howard, ex-BBC recording engineer, was there at the time and recorded the concert, and very kindly gave me a copy of the CD. And what I'm going to do now is play you a track that you will not be able to hear anywhere else in the world, I don't think, unless you go and ask Dave, if he'll give you a copy of the CD, which he might well do, I don't know. This is Ralph McTell singing his own song about Joseph Spence, the great Bahamian guitarist. But I'm going to let Ralph do the introduction, because nobody does it better than him.
And also, when I was in Paris, a guy introduced me to the playing of a man called Joseph Spence, and he's a carpenter from the Bahama Islands, and also a fisherman and a stonemason, and also an incredible guitar player. He used to always play with the bass string tuned down to D. Give him an extra couple of notes to play down at the bass end. This man's playing was so full of joy and everything, and very different to the blues players in some respects, but he played fingerstyle as well, and his music was composed with a kind of a calypso feel. And I fell in love with this playing, and I write lots of things with the E string tuned down to D these days. It's done me a few favours. So on the newest album, I decided to write him a dedication, a little thank you. And I did it in the true folk manner, in so much as I nicked some of his best words and tunes. When they looked at Joseph's hands, they said that the hands of the carpenter, they're a big and they're powerful and they're strong. They're the hands that you work in wood, they're the hands that you work a long day. And Joseph, he did all of them things, but he also learned how to play. And he sing about joy and he sing about faith, people they wish they had. How he heard the voice of Jesus when the rolling sea got mad. He's a board in that harbor, he's sleeping that love, and he knows someday he will be sailing above. hands of the stonemason. They're a big gun, a powerful and a strong. They're the hands as you work in stone. They're the hands as you work a long day. And Joseph, he did all them things, but he also learned how to play. And he'd sing about joy and he'd sing about faith, people that they wish they had. Now he heard the voice of Jesus when the rolling sea got mad. He's a boat in that harbor, he's safe in that love. And he knows someday he will be sailing home. When they looked at Joseph's hands, he said that the hands of the fisherman, they're big and the powerful and they're strong. They're the hands as you were long day. Also learned how to play. And he'd sing about joy and he'd sing about faith that the people wished they had. Now he heard the voice of Jesus when the rolling sea got mad. He's aboard in that harbor, he's safe in that love. And he knows someday he will be sailing above.
Ralph McTell with Joseph's Hands, and that's from a private recording made by my old pal Dave Howard, ex-BBC recording engineer at Pateley Bridge. And I'm sorry about the bit of 50-cycle hum on at the very beginning there, but this was recorded way, way back in pre-COVID days when 50-cycle hums on recording equipment were quite common. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe me when I say that this show goes out all over the world and is listened to all over the world, but it is. And a young gentleman called Jeffrey emailed me from the west coast of America and said how much he enjoyed the show, and he first got news of it listening to Derry Farrell talking about his music, and he mentioned the show, and that got Jeffrey listening, and he's now a regular listener to the show. So, Jeffrey, this is for you, because Jeffrey lives in Mendocino. Let me just get this exactly right. It's Mendocino County in Northern California, which made me think immediately of the beautiful Kate and Anna McGarrigle song, Talk to Me of Mendocino.
I bid farewell to the state of old New York, my home away from home. In the state of New York, I came of age when first I started roaming. And the trees grow high in New York State, and they shine like golden autumn. Never had the blues once I thank you.
The McGarrigle Sisters with Talk to Me of Mendocino, and that comes from the album, the fabulous, wonderful album, The McGarrigle Hour, which features Kate and Anna and also the extended Wainwright family, Rufus, and the whole team. They got round in the family home, put a few microphones up, piano, guitars, and away it went. And it's a cracking album of, well, their very best and finest songs, and the kind of things they used to sing at family parties as well. Well worth checking out. Now it's time for another two songs to the same tune. In fact, it's three songs, or at least three get mentioned. In a few minutes, you're going to hear the story of Lord Franklin's doomed expedition looking for the Northwest Passage around the pole, away through the ice packs at the top end of North America. If he'd only waited a couple of years, he'd have been able to get through after the global warming had melted them all. But first, you're going to hear the traditional ballad McCaffrey. In fact, Digging Deeper, that uses the tune of The Croppie Boy, a ballad of the Irish struggle for independence. But anyway, I'll stick to McCaffrey at the moment. McCaffrey tells the story of a young soldier victimised by his sergeant. It's a bit like the Billy Budd story, you know, the Herman Melville novel. Anyway, McCaffrey is stationed at Fulwood Barracks near Preston when he tries to kill the sergeant who's been victimising him. And his bullet goes astray and he kills the wrong man. There used to be a legend or a folkloric myth about this song that if you were caught singing it in the British Army, you would be put in prison. I don't believe that that was true. Mind you, it wouldn't surprise me. This version of McCaffrey you're going to hear now comes from the great Topic album Good People Take Warning, and it's sung by Paddy Grant, recorded in 1925. He was a farm worker from Kilkeel in County Down. That's going to be followed by Eileen McGann from her album Heritage, singing a beautiful version of Lord Franklin, another song to the same tune. But first of all, Paddy Grant with the story of McCaffrey.
Good people take warning to my sad hill, as here I lie in Preston jail. My thoughts and feelings no one can tell, as here I lie in a condemned cell. When I was sweet 18 years of age, to the British Army I did engage. I left my home without my parents' consent for to join in the 42nd Regiment. Off to Preston I then did go for to have my training at that depot. But out of trouble I never was free, for Captain Hamel took a dislike to me. I was standing in the grounds one day, when some soldiers' children came there to play. From the officers' quarters the captain came, and he ordered me to take their parents' name. Now the captain's orders I had to fulfill, and I therefore went against my will. I took one's name and set the others free, for neglect of duty he then charged me. To the orderly rooms I had to appear. The judge refused my satire to hear. My sentence passed, it was quickly signed. 10 days to the barracks I was then confined. Back home from prison I then did go, with a broken heart, as you all may know. With a loaded rifle I did prepare, tell shit to the captain in the burning square. I done the deed, I shed his blood. With a loaded rifle I took deadly aim. It was Captain Hummel that I meant to kill, but I shot the colonel against my will. I done the deed, I confess that sin. At the Liverpool Assizes my trial I stood. The judge he cried, "O McCaffrey, prepare young man for the gallows tree. I have got no father to take my part, no grey-haired mother to break her heart. But I've got a friend and a girl is she. She laid down her life for to set me free. On an English scaffold that young man died, and in Preston jail his remains lie. So all good people who pass away, say the Lord have mercy on McCaffrey."
Baffin's Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin with his sailors do dwell. Now my burden, it gives me pain. For my long lost Franklin, I crossed the
Eileen McGann with a cracking version of Lord Franklin from her album Heritage, and before that you heard Paddy Grant, farm worker from Kilkeel, County Down in 1925. Bit of a rough recording, but it's the song and the soul of the man that count more than the actual techniques. Wonderful. Recorded in 1925 by Peter Kennedy, I think. Might be wrong. Now, here's a track which is not new, but it is pure class, from a great album called Wood Wilson Carthy. Martin Carthy, of course, is one of the great movers and shakers of the folk revival. Roger Wilson is a fine fiddler, singer and songwriter, and Chris Wood is also one of our finest singer-songwriters and is a terrific fiddler too. Together they made an album which I think is unfussy, but when they were making this album, they somehow, well, the good album fairy came and touched them all on the brow. It is perfect. This is one of the best versions of that great ballad, The Two Sisters, ever. But let's see what you think. Here's Wood Wilson and Carthy.
Old lord by the northern sea, Bowie Down. Lived an old lord by the northern sea, bow and balance to me. There lived an old lord by the northern sea, and he had daughters 1, 2, 3. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Young man came a-courting there, Bowie Down. A young man came a-courting there, bow and balance to me. A young man came a-courting there, and he made a choice of the youngest fair. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. He brought the youngest a beaver hat, Bowie Down. Brought the youngest a beaver hat, bow and balance to me. He brought the youngest a beaver hat, the oldest sister didn't like that. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Walked down to the water's brim, Bowie Down. They walked down to the water's brim, bow and balance to me. As they walked down to the water's brim, the oldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh sister, lend me your hand, Bowie Down. Sister, oh sister, lend me your hand, bow and balance to me. Oh sister, lend me your hand, and you may have my house and land. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Floated on down to the miller's dam, Bowie Down. Floated on down to the miller's dam, bow and balance to me. She floated on down to the miller's dam, the miller drew her safe to land. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Off of her fingers took 5 gold rings, Bowie Down. Off of her fingers took 5 gold rings, bow and balance to me. And off of her fingers took 5 gold rings, and into the water plunged. Munster again. I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me.
Well, there are many great versions of that song, including some which are fairly lengthy and going about how they turned her breastbone into a fiddle and her finger bones into a bow. But that, for me, is one of the most beautiful versions of the Two Sisters ever. That was Wood Wilson Carthy from their album of the same name, Wood Wilson Carthy, a Hippopotamus album. Another track now from the Teacups' new album. This is a beautiful song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. And the notes say that Anne and Frank Warner got this song from Eliza Tillett in 1951. The Tilletts were a fishing family living in Winchester, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks. The song was written sometime around the mid-1850s. Words by J.E. Carpenter, music by W.T. Wrighton. But believe it or not, it slipped into the oral tradition, as great songs very often do, even though we know the composers, and you wouldn't say it was a traditional song as such. Anyway, I think it's wonderful, and the Teacups version is superb. Her bright smile haunts me still.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will in the midnight on the seas. Her bright smile haunts me still in the midnight on the seas. Her bright smile haunts me still. At the first sweet dawn of light, when I gaze upon the deep, her form still greets my sight, while the stars their vigils keep. When I close my aching eyes, sweet dreams my senses fill, and from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still. And from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still. I have sailed 'neath alien skies, I have trod the desert path, I have seen the storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill, yet her presence is not flown, her bright smile haunts haunts me still. Yet her presence is not flown. Her bright smile haunts me still.
Yeah. I had to keep myself from singing along with that because the microphone was open and you'd have got my throaty voice just groaning away in the background. Wasn't that wonderful? I think they've come on in leaps and bounds, and they were great. Their first album was great, The Teacups, but they've just got better and better and better. Love it. Cracking album. Do get your sticky little fingers on it. It's called In Which... dot, dot, dot. Don't know what the dots mean. Now, I mentioned Derry Farrell a bit back, and the band that he very often plays with, a group called Four Winds, based loosely, I think, in Dublin, has amongst its members a wonderful, wonderful concertina player from Limerick who started playing concertina when she was 7 years old. Her name is Caroline Keane. She's got a new solo album out called Shine, and from it, here's three polkas, the Mororo, the Toa, and Mickey Duggan's polka. Shake a leg to this. In fact, do as I often hint. Push back the furniture, roll up the rugs, and round the house and mind the dresser. Well, there was nought wrong with that. Brilliant. The Morrow Polka, the Tower Polka, and Mick Duggan's Polka from Caroline Keane's new album, Shine. And if you love great Irish traditional music, that's the place to go. Now, some of you might remember a year or two back, I played a couple of tracks from albums by Mark Block, who I think has a great voice and a great connect with his songs, a beautiful way of interpreting, of bringing the best out of a ballad. Well, he's a new album, just come through the door. I don't know too much about it. I'm not going to read you the sleeve notes off it. I'm going to play you a track from it. The album's called Fairy Fire Dances, but it's not about little gossamer fairies dancing around. It's about much more than that. It's about the real world of fairy, which was people that were slightly smaller than us, but lived, if you like, in another world, through, in perhaps, another dimension. The track I'm going to play you now is called We Tend Our Gardens. The tune you'll recognise as the tune to A Fair Maid Walking in Her Garden, which Mark had heard Roy Bailey singing. And as he was on a long and lonely drive back home to, sadly, his mother's funeral, with the tune in his head, as so often happens with these things, a set of words came into his mind. And this song, a tribute to his mother, was born.
We tend our gardens all in the springtime. We gather flowers when summer comes. We then set store when the autumn leaves fall. We fuel the fire. Bitter bread and cheese was on the hedgerows, and the word came through, I made my way home. A fine white swan flew out from the morning mist, across my path flew then there a crow. As I was grieving my mother gone that day, I took the swan for her soul in flight. I took that crow for the sadness in my heart, and I took poor for my hope to be. We tend our gardens all in the springtime. We gather flowers when summer comes. We then set store when the autumn leaves fall. We fuel the fire in the winter cold. For as the swan soars into the morning, and as the crow flies from tree to tree, so do fly-parted souls to light and love, and sadness comes and sadness goes. And as the hawthorn, it's bitter maybe now, its spines as sharp as the briar and the rose. It surely blossoms when May we welcome in, and hope remains and joy returns. We tend our gardens all in the springtime. We gather flowers when summer comes. We then set store when the autumn leaves fall. We fuel the fire in the winter cold. So turns the circle around and around again, and life goes on, and we do our best. We raise our glasses and drink to health and life. We break bread with the ones we love. We sing the seasons around and around again. We mindful are that the time is now.
springtime. We gather flowers when summer comes. We then set store when the autumn leaves fall. We fuel the fire in the winter cold. We tend our gardens all in the springtime. We gather flowers when summer comes. We then set store when the autumn leaves fall. We fuel
Mark Block from his album Fairy Fire Dances with a lovely song tribute to his mum, We Tend Our Gardens. Now the next three tracks are from albums recorded during lockdown, as was Martin Simpson's fabulous album. And the first one I'm going to play you, the first track, comes from an album called To The Oar. Rachel Newton, that great Scots harper and singer, has gathered together such wonderful musicians as Matty Foles, Lauren McCall, Mikey Owers and Sarah Hayes, and she's produced what I think is an absolutely superb album. I'll tell you much more about it in the next show when I get a chance to read the notes properly and absorb it, but I'm going to read you this bit here. Obviously, each individual musician contributed their tracks electronically rather than gathering together, because that was not allowed. Which says this recording was made in the lockdown of May, June 2020. My vocals were actually recorded in my bedroom wardrobe. It's a cracking album, and I particularly love this first track, The Early Morning, which is based on the old ballad The Outlandish Knight, or The False-Hearted Knight, which is one of the big child ballads, sometimes known as Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight. This is a great song.
They rode and rode and rode away. If six pretty fair maids you've drowned here, you can keep them company. She mounted on her milk-white steed and led his dapple grey, and she went back to her parents' house before the break of day. And there she met with her mother, "Oh, where have you been from me? I've been to church in the early morning to say a prayer for thee."
Early Morning from Rachel Newton's new album called To the Awe, A-W-E. And I'm going to play you more tracks from that in the next month's show, because it's a fabulous album and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Anyway, seeing as it's mid-birthday, I thought what I would do is play you a couple more lockdown tracks. I did say I was going to play you three. And these two come from a new album from Jezlo called Crazy Pagan. And and when I was putting this album into the hard drive, which is how I do this show, I get all the CDs and I feed them into the hard drive and then work out programmes. I mean, it doesn't just come magically like Oofle Dust, Sooty the Bear, bringing it out of the atmosphere. No, I sit down and I think very hard and I listen for days before I actually get together a show. Anyway, cut to the quick. So I was putting Jez's new album into the system, onto the hard drive, and the naughty chap, the Geordie rascal, has not put a title or track listing up on Grace Notes, so I had to enter every one by hand. And in my mind, for some reason, I've got this a weird kind of dyslexia. I won't go into it. Anyway, I misread lots of stuff. And instead of Crazy Pagan, I read Crazy Penguin and typed it into the machine. So all the tracks are labelled da-da-da, Jezlo, Crazy Penguin. Anyway, I've changed it, but I just thought I'd tell you that to show you how strange my life really is. So the album is actually called Crazy Pagan and not Crazy Penguin, and here's a little bit of a note that came with it on a piece of paper. Lockdown came upon Geordie singer-songwriter Jezlo right in the middle of a Canadian concert tour. Once he'd limped home to the UK, rather than sit and watch in dismay as his list of future gigs dwindled away into oblivion, he used the time on his hands to record a new solo album of brand new songs, and truly solo it is. Jez played all the instruments and sang all the vocals, just himself and his laptop studio in lockdown isolation. He describes it as solo, S-O-L-O-W-E. Stick to the songs, Jez. It's a great album. I love it. I love everything that Jez does. He's, of course, one of our best singer-songwriters. His songs are full of wit, integrity, and, as I once said, an iron fist hidden in a steel glove. Anyway, two songs. This is Not My Tribe, which describes the revulsion many of us felt at the results of the 2019 election and the way that we're spurning our European friends. And that's followed by what I can only describe as a live version of one of his finest comic songs, Talk to Me Dirty in Geordie, or in plain English, Talk to Me Dirty in Geordie, the accent of the Northeast. But first, a song of refusal, a song about not being counted in the herd, a song about standing up to be counted, about saying that you're not going to follow people blindly along the path of ignorance. This is not My Tribe.
Lost in the land where we belong, we belong. We are lost in the land where we belong. Lost in the land where we belong, we belong, we belong.
Don't paint me in the colors of the day that you locked up democracy and threw the key away. Don't tie me with the brush that the flag boys wave. I am lost in the land where I belong. And don't ask me to tell the teacher tales, or to worship at the cross while you're hammering in the nails, or trust in you just cause you're a whiter shade of pale. I am lost in the land where I belong. And this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. They pillory their prophets and they ridicule their sages and their scribes. No, this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. Can't you hear the voices calling? We are lost in the land where we belong.
Lost in the land where we belong, we belong. We are lost in the land where we belong.
And don't tell me who used to rule the waves. Tell it to the souls that lie bewildered in their graves. Don't tell me I'd be happier if only I behave. I am lost in the land where I belong. And this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. They pillory their prophets and they ridicule their sages and their scribes. No, this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. Can't you hear the voices calling? We are lost in the land where we belong.
Lost in the land where we belong, we belong. We are lost in the land where we belong. Lost in the land where we belong, we belong. We are lost.
And don't scold me with how grateful I should feel. Then break my guilty heart with your charity appeals to pay for the dignities you snatch away and steal. I am lost in the land where I belong. And this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. They pillory their prophets and they ridicule their sages and their scribes. No, this is not my tribe, not my tribe. This is not my tribe. Can't you hear the voices calling? We are lost in the land where we belong. Can't you hear the voices calling? We are lost in the land where we belong.
Lost in the land where we belong, we belong. We are lost in the land where we belong. Lost in the land where we belong, we belong, we belong.
Bright lights, big city of London. I wandered your streets until late, alone and a stranger at a place called Pret a Manger. I thought I'd stop in for some bait. One empty seat by a lass in the corner. I said, excuse me, pet, I'm not staying long. No sooner had I opened me mouth, she said, you're not from down south, before I had a chance to respond. She said, talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. That accent to me's like a drug. It gets me so high when you say why I, come on, whisper sweet muck in me look. Talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. Your glottal stops sound so divine. Just keep it hacky, I'll be flat on me back. You'll get more than a snog on the dime. I couldn't believe it. There's more. She said, call me Bonnie Lass, say I'm champion. It makes me go weak in the legs. I thought she'd go raj, so I'd finished me fudge. Next time I'll make do with a pasty from Greg's. I ran out and sped away in me micra, till a blue flashing light stopped me on the main drag. A big WPC got out and walked round to me. I said, do you want me to blow into your bag? She said, no, just talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. Just call me Hinny or Pet. Talk of walls and or shields, and I'll be cowping me creels. It makes me break out in a sweat. Talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. I just need a good northern man. And to me, all Geordies are like rock stars. From their butts to their oxters, you can be Sting, and I'll be Roxanne. I took refuge in a big West End theatre. There was Romeo and Juliet up there in the dark. The actors were all gun crackers, fighting like mackers and tackers at your Derby Day at St. James's Park. Like a fool, I'd not switched me phone off. It ran blading race as loud as can be. It made a hell of a noise, and as their lass took a poison, Romeo looked down at me. He said, talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. It makes Shakespeare sound like a numpty. Just make me squirm with your lambton worm, or a quick penker rammed up the cundy. Talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. Like sex, they say it's good for the soul. I said, I'm glad you think I've got what it takes. But where I come from, sex are just big bags we fill up with coal. Well, I'm glad to be back on home ground now, though I have to say so much has changed. If you talk Geordie slang, people think that you're wrong in their head and look at you strange. But technology can't be ignored now. I sat in me chair and I sighed. I said, Alexa, it's me. Turn on the TV. And Alexa replied. She said, talk to me, Dirty and Geordie. It makes all me megabytes melt. I know all your sins, all your passwords and pins.
so you better do as you're told. Talk to me, dirty and Geordie. I've locked all your windows and doors. If you've got something to say, you better say it my way, now and forevermore. Talk to me, dirty and Geordie.
Well, that comes from the album Crazy Penguin. No, Crazy Pagan. And it is, of course, Talk Dirty and Geordie. My Geordie accent's terrible. Jez Lowe, his new album. And before that, before Talk Dirty and Geordie, you heard him singing This Is Not My Tribe. And if you don't like the politics of that particular song, well, don't worry. There's plenty more, even better than that, coming along. What I'm going to do now is play you a tune. A tune I've just learned on the mandolin, but I will not inflict my mandolin playing upon you. It is a tune I learnt from an album called Tunes by Sharon Shannon, Frankie Gavin, Mike McGoldrick and Jim Murray. It came out a long while ago, but it is an absolute stonker of an album. The tune was written by Donald Shaw of Kappa Kaylee, and it's called Callum's Road, and it's the story of a man on the island of Rossay who decided to build a road for his community, and with just a pickaxe and a wheelbarrow he spent years hacking his way through almost 2 miles of moorland and bog to make a tarmacked road. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. You can find it on the web. I love the tune to bits. I think it's a work of pure genius. So as it's my birthday, this is my birthday tune, and it's especially for me and Molly Bloom.
Thank you.
What a great tune. Callum's Road, written by Donald Shaw, who also, by the way, as well as playing in Capercaillie, doing loads of arrangements and being a brilliant musician, ran the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow, which is one of the great folk festivals of the world. He is a top lad. Don't even begin to try working out the key of that, by the way, because it's normally played in G. But there, I think it's in the key of Z flat. It's very low. Brilliant. Great playing. Love it. Sharon Shannon, Mike McGoldrick, Frankie Gavin and Jim Murray from the album Tunes. Now, Jez Lowe plays a filed guitar. Filed make guitars, bouzoukis and beautiful mandolins as well. And they've got an album out. The Guitar Company, which is based in Penrith in the northwest of England land. They've got a beautiful book and album out called Strings That Nimble Leap. Filed guitars and their players. They've got, who's on it? Ken Nicol, Toby Hay, Adam Bully, Clive Carroll, Nick Hooper, Dave Buckingham, John Doyle, Eric Gibb, Megan Henwood, loads of great musicians, all who use filed musical instruments. John Smith and Clive Carroll are on the album and in the book, and this is their version of one of my favourite songs of all time. And I hope it cheers you up too. Killing the Blues.
Falling just like amber in colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like a moonbeam in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. And I'm guilty of something I hope you never do, because there is nothing sadder than losing yourself. Bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. To leave you, to go out on my own and get what I came for. You want me to find what I already have. Somebody said they saw me, I was swinging the world by the tail, passing over a white swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the
great version there of Killing the Blues, and that was John Smith and Clive Carroll from the album Strings That Nimble Leap, filed guitars and their players. It is a cracking little booklet with loads of photographs and stories in it, and it comes from filed guitars. Oh, Bob Fox, I forgot to mention him. Graham Coxon, he's there as well. Get yourself a copy of that, you guitar freaks out there. I'm just going to play one more song, and it's an obit. It's just that time, you know, friends and fellow travellers on the folk highway occasionally go off to the great gig in the sky. And sadly, a couple of weeks ago, that great singer and songwriter, Kieran Halpin, left us. He was, without any doubt, one of the finest songwriters that came out of Ireland in the early days of what was a fantastic folk revival in the Irish Republic. He travelled all over Europe and the world, taking his songs with him, sharing them with people, and was a generous and loving and caring man. I knew him fairly well, but my old pal Martin Alcock knew him a lot better and spoke always with great love and tenderness and admiration of Kieran and his talent and what he was as a human being. Probably his most famous and most covered song is Nothing to Show for It, which is, of course, the story of Irish immigration, well, not just Irish immigration, but all immigration, and how immigrants can be so looked down on. And I particularly find touching that verse about the jibes and the jesting, because of the number of times in pubs and clubs and elsewhere I heard the paddy jokes. Anyway, it is a great song, sung beautifully here from the album Mission Street, Kieran Halpin with Nothing to Show for It.
Show for it all. I've been to their sights, showcases. I've been through their strong city halls. Men with black suit and no faces, and nothing to show for it all. I've been too long away from this country, too long not heeding your call. Now I'm home like some war-weary soldier with nothing to show.
Halpin with Nothing to Show for It from his album Mission Street. And wherever you are, Kieran, just rest easy. Thanks ever so much for listening to my selection of music on this, my birthday show. I'm now going to nip off into Settle, where we're having a socially distanced practice. The band that I play in, the Giggleswick Temperance Band, open brackets lapsed, close brackets, are meeting up for a little play and rehearsal. We sit 2.5 meters apart. We don't share the same cups or the same banjos or fiddles or anything else, but we play a few tunes and chat, because we're not in Tier 3 here in the Yorkshire Dales as yet. So, off I shall go. Thanks again, as ever. I love doing this. I like getting the world's most wonderful music and sharing it with you all. So, look after yourselves. And I'm going to finish with the track I started the show with by playing you a little bit of Old French, The Wise Maid and Swinging on a Gate from Butch Baldassare, Robin Bullock and John Reshman. If you want any information on anything you've heard on the show, don't forget, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links to all the artists there, and also a little donate button should you wish to flirt a few bob our way, because every pound helps, every dollar helps, every Chinese yuan helps, every Slobovian drachma helps, So keep them coming in, and we can keep the show on the road. A special thanks, by the way, to Andy, who does all the work compiling the track listings and posting them up there. Oh, and by the way, there's a whole, what you call it, spreadsheet now, and you can go and find out every track that's been on this show from whenever, and you can find out, like, how many times I've played Christy Moore, I think about 58, how many times I've played Nick Jones, I don't know, about 38. 30. You can find it all on the website. Just go and have a look. So a special thanks to Andy for doing that and all the work over the years, and also to Spike, the irreplaceable, my old pal of many years, Spike, who at this moment is sitting in a cave somewhere in Cleckheaton, or Cleckhuddersfax in the wilds of Yorkshire, making all this happen. Mind how you go. Ta-ra! Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday dear me, happy birthday to me.